Church, Michelle here, and just like the song says by our wonderful Andre, we are going home. Hooray. And yes, we there's a million reasons why we should go home, but the number one reason is we love you, Lord. Come. I just want to welcome everyone to Rapture Centric Church. where Jesus is the pastor and we are here to glorify him and share what he is doing in our lives. So I just want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening in on the phone or in the chat room or listen to this later on in the archives. Welcome. We're glad you're here. I want to welcome people in the chat room. Welcome, Ben. Welcome, Judy. Welcome, Deborah. Welcome, Gemma. Welcome to our two guests. Welcome, Joe and Katie, our newlyweds. Welcome, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry. And welcome, Tressie. Glad you are all here. And let's see, before I go on, we have a caller. Jared is calling in, and he has some really awesome things to share. So I'm going to unmute him, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute Judy as well. Hi, Jared and Judy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I guess, Judy...
I heard you had some awesome things to share.
I guess,
well,
yeah.
I thought they were awesome. You know, Jared, he is, I found out more about Jared last night because the Lord kept telling me, Jared, Ben, and Thomas are three amazing men that are, you know, relatively new to RCC. You know, we've just gotten to know them recently. And he just kept telling me amazing things about them. And I'm like, when are they going to talk about these amazing things? So I got to talk to Jared on the phone last night for like an hour, and he just has some cool things that the Lord has done in his life. And I asked him, would you mind sharing? Because he has to work in about 15 minutes, right, Jared?
Like 20, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So he has some time to talk. And so thanks, Michelle, for letting us come on. I was just really blessed by getting to know Jared. I'm telling you, God's calling every age group. And Jared's 21, and he was really blessed by Katie's video. So, Katie, if you're listening, like, you really made an impact. Why don't you just go ahead and share it, Jared? I was thinking maybe you could share the story about what happened when Jerry played the song last night, what you saw in the sky when you were on your break. And
oh,
just
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Jared, tell us about your background first, and then tell us how Katie's videos have affected you, and then tell us what God told you in your truck. Those are, like, cool things I was just really excited about.
Oh, okay. I don't know where to start, but...
I know, I'm not a very good host.
No, my background, I guess, I don't know, I was raised in a Christian family, and God just taking care of me all along, so I just been blessed by God in that way. I guess I'll just go into the... Yesterday, when I think it was during the second song that Jerry played for Joe and Katie, just out of the blue, this cloud just appeared. This giant cloud that was shaped like exactly like a crown, and so like the center was hollowed out, and then there was the jewel sticking up from it, and it was like sometimes clouds kind of look like things, but this was like it was like a crown made of clouds, like for sure. It was really awesome.
Isn't that amazing, you guys? He saw
that.
That
is so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then
That's a major flirt. That's a major flirt by the Lord.
Yeah, for sure.
And you were on your lunch break or something at work, Jared, or sitting in the car when the song played, or what?
Oh, I was just sitting in a parking lot at Walmart.
Okay.
Anyways, also just. Further going into what Katie or Judy was saying about Katie, if you're listening, Katie, yeah, your videos just really blessed me when God was waking me up a couple months ago. Yeah, they were just a huge blessing in getting me closer to God and hearing his voice and stuff like that. So, yeah, thank you for doing that, making those videos. And
she's going to be really blessed to hear that. I think she's in the chat room, but I know she's going to hear this either if she's listening live or I've told her her videos have really blessed a lot of people. It was just really cool that touched you a lot because the Lord woke you up, right?
Right.
About his hearing. How long ago did he do that?
Like end of June, beginning of July.
Okay.
He just unleashed his Holy Spirit on me in a really powerful way. And that just got me, you know, more interested, I guess. And then he just started waking me up in different ways with little flirts and stuff like that, and leading me to people's videos on YouTube and RCC. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Now, Jared, has an my opinion about God's extravagant grace, and I was just hoping you could tell that story about when you were in your truck, what God did. Oh, guess what? Katie in the chat room said, the Lord told me to take all videos down, so I did. So she said she's glad they were a blessing to you, Jared.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yay! That must mean your job is done, Katie. That's so cool. Okay. I'm so glad I was able to see them when I could. That's amazing, Katie. Okay. So go ahead, Jared.
I was actually in my room. I don't know, but when this happened, but I was just in a really low place, really feeling discouraged and unworthy and stuff like that from falling into sin a little bit and stuff like that. And so I was just really getting real with God and, you know, just in a really low place. And I was just asking him if I was even going to make the rapture, because I certainly didn't feel like it at that time that I was. And he just told me really loudly in the spirit, like louder than anything I've ever heard, he said, I'm taking you home before that day. So that was really cool. And I was really shocked by that, because obviously that's a really weird thing to hear. But
so did you guys hear that? So here he's thinking that I'm not even going to make it in the rapture. And he's talking to God, am I going to make it? And not only is he going to make it, God's told him, I'm taking you before. Now, when he told you that, did you already know about, you know, the translation or other raptures before the worldwide rapture?
Yeah, I think I had just heard of that from, like, some of your videos or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I was aware of it vaguely, but, you know, like, of course, it's at least to my knowledge, it's not really in the Bible or anything like that. So I was just really shocked. But then, so I was just like, wow, are you sure, God? Like, really? And he just said, yes, for I've heard your cry. And so, the Holy Spirit just went on to minister to me that it's all about our heart's desire and our faith and belief in our hearts. And if he knows if we want to be with him, and if we're making that clear to him, he grants that desire, you know, he rewards it. So.
Wow. I mean, so
that is
when
so
he told
awesome.
You, I know, and when he told you, I'm taking you before, Did you know that that meant not like you were going to die, but that he was taking you home in a rapture, right?
Yeah.
A rapture.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure people listening might not
understand you. Yeah, he said, I'm taking you up before that day. That's like, I don't remember verbatim, but it was that.
Yeah. But you knew in your heart it meant that you're being translated, basically.
Yeah,
because
I was asking him specifically about the rapture, so.
Yeah. That's just amazing to me, you guys, because see the extravagant grace of God? I mean, like, he's sitting here thinking he's not even going to make the rapture, and then God's like, no, I'm taking you even before. See, that's what I'm trying to say. And then Jared went on to say that he felt that God started ministering to his heart in a powerful way.
Mm-hmm.
And so was this one of the pivotal ways that he brought you back, Jared?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the main thing was, it started when the Holy Spirit fell upon me really strongly. And I basically felt like my whole body was going to like explode. I was like, you got to stop, because my body's just going to explode if you have your presence on me anymore.
Wow.
But,
and that was just in your bedroom all by yourself, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just worshiping God that night. And that's when, the Holy Spirit came on me like that. And then he also started ministering to me in the other ways. Like some nights he would it's really hard to explain, but he would reverse like the orientation of like my hand. So like it would feel like my right hand was my left hand and my left hand was my right hand. It was really weird.
Wow.
And then, or if like sometimes I would actually ask for stuff like warmth, and it would feel like he was pouring, like, hot oil through my veins. anyways, but that's just some of the cool stuff you can do.
Wow.
Okay, you guys, you see what I'm saying? You see how Jared's talking? I mean, he's like, yeah. I'm like, this is huge. It's just, it makes me really happy, as you can tell. Jared emailed me yesterday, and, you know, because I think he's called in a few times, but, you know, I hope when you call in RCC, you know that people just want you to talk. We're really glad you called in. But maybe, so he asked me if maybe him and I could talk on the phone, and I'm like, sure, like, I would love to talk to you. And the Holy Spirit told me right away, yes, talk to him right away, like tonight. So it was the most blessed phone call I had last night. I said, do you mind if I put Jerry on the line or anyone else that I might be talking to tonight? Sometimes I walk the cats and talk to different people. And he's like, no, yeah, I don't care. So we got to hear Jared's life. And, I mean, you guys, we have some amazing people. And I really believe that God's preserved Jared. That's what he told me today. I've preserved Jared for the end of the time, for the end of the world. And while we're here, you know, he's coming now, but, you know, as while we're here, Jared is going to continue to experience more of God's presence. And I just really look forward to hearing about it, Jared, because, you know, I didn't know that he had such a background. Can you tell us before you go into work really quick about your background? About your parents and God's faithfulness to your father and about the blood?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I've always been, I have trials, of course, and stuff like that, like everyone, but I've just been really taken care of by God, like financially and in my physical body and everything like that. Like the last time I was sick was when I was like 10. So I just don't ever get sick and nothing really ever happens to me. But I didn't really realize why that was until my dad had told me like a couple months ago. Me and my brother were younger. He got a dream from the Lord. And in the dream, he was going around dumping red paint on people's heads in a church. And when he got to me and my brother, he dumped like two or three bucketfuls of this paint, of red paint on our heads. And then when he woke up, God instantly told him the interpretation was that was his blood and telling him to cover me and my brother with the blood every day. And that the blood is the most powerful thing on earth. It's like when you cover someone with the blood, it's final. It's like, you know, strong. So, but I don't know. Is there anything else I'm missing? I don't know. Are you there, Judy? Anyone else there?
Judy, are you there? That was really cool, Jared.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was here. My cat was looking up a fur ball. My son was like, Mom, cat's barfing up a fur ball. So I had to run in the room. Okay, sorry. I heard everything, though. I took the phone with me, but I muted it while my cat was barfing up a hairball. Okay. Jared, I know you have to get into work. We're so blessed. You don't understand.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You calling in and being a part and sharing those things, it's just huge. It's just wonderful. And everyone in the chat room is being blessed by you right now. And
cool.
You know, they're just saying, this is great. Thank you, Jared. And Katie was saying hi. And, you know, Katie said that the Lord told her in the middle of the night to take down her videos. It's time now. She didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it either when God told us to take down my son's preaching videos. But we didn't want to do it on December 25th because we're like, it can hit. God, we disobeyed, and so Katie didn't want to, but she did it, and it's time to get off this rock, and that's why. I mean, God has an appointed time, but anyway, Jared, please keep calling in. I know you work at this time normally. We got a little half hour with you. I know there's a lot more that God has put in you that that it'll just is a blessing to us. We'll either talk about it in the air, or if we're here tomorrow, maybe we can talk some more.
Yeah, for sure. I love you guys.
I just want you to share a story, you guys. Yeah, he's just another person that God. Jared, can you just say real quick about how God sort of has preserved you and kind of kept you? You know, there's not some big harrowing background behind your life, right?
Right, yeah.
And you just.
I don't know. It seems like most people have, like, these really heavy backgrounds and stuff and ways that God was with them all along and, like, you know what I mean? But just to me, it was just more like I was just kind of resting the arms all along, just never had to really worry about anything or anything like that. So I don't know. But,
yeah,
I definitely feel like he preserved me in a way,
And his dad is really rapture-centric. He's been that way since the 70s, Jared was saying. So God's really honored his prayers for his son, Jared. And I think it's funny now that Jared is more rapture-centric than his dad. And that's just like the Bible, you know, that your children would be more blessed, you know? And your dad doesn't quite think it could be today, but he does think it could be soon, right?
Right. Yeah, only, his only thing is most of it is grounded in Bible prophecy because that's what he's always studied. And so he kind of has this picture of how it all play out in his head from how he's thought about it for 30 years. And so sometimes it can, you know, he's really looking for the way he imagined it. But the one last thing he did say the other day, like a week ago, was he said, I really just think Damascus, it's like the last thing. So, and then, so we were like talking about it and how we don't really see that happening soon. And then 2 days later, they're bombing Syria. So it was like,
yeah. And everybody knows Syria is Damascus, okay? And it shall be a ruinous heap. And we're almost there, aren't we? It's looking like it. It's looking like it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is interesting. Did your dad say, maybe it's closer than I think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's blessed to have you for a son, and you're blessed to have him, you know, train you up.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a lot of people get really trained up in the right way, and it's just, it's cool to have that experience too, you know?
Yeah, I also just wanted to say to Thomas and Ben, so welcome to the church and stuff like that, and also Thomas, I was like one of the first people who subscribed, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, but...
Yeah, I think he is.
I was one of the first person who... Yeah, your videos are a really big blessing as well, just your paintings and your desire to go home with the Lord is just feels like mine as well. Yeah, I just really love your videos and you. So, and Ben as well.
Thanks, Jared. Yeah. I know that they're, you know, you guys are awesome. Just keep being bold for the Lord and being who you are. Just be who you are. And all right, Jared, thank you. Please call in and share whenever. And hope Thomas, Ben, I hope you guys heard that from Jared. And you guys just keep calling in and sharing. Everything you share is amazing. So Katie's putting a heart Thomas or heart Jared. Alana in the chat room is saying that. And Tom is here. We have a Tom and Jerry and a Ben and Jerry now, so we can go on the rapture. We have ice cream and a cartoon show, so it's good.
Yep. All right. I'll see you later. Love you guys.
Bye, Jared. We love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, bye.
I just wanted to say, Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. I love you guys. We have major garage stuff to share today. There's so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
we don't even have time anymore to talk about the news because there's so much news just with what God is showing to all of us. So, Michelle, I can't wait for you to share everything. I love you, Katie, too, and I love you, Joe. They're in the chat room. And I just want to say, you guys, I'm feeling really, really giddy happy. And I want to say, if you are feeling that way, it's the Holy Spirit in you. And if the Lord's telling you things that seem unusual, just do it, okay? He told me to do something today that I just was like, are you joking? Like, really? Because that's no. And he was like, yeah. And I did it, and I was really blessed for it, okay? I'll talk about it another time, but you know, it's the end of the world. Obey your dad. You'll be really blessed for it. And, you know, God chose the end of the world to be really out of the box. I'm really glad he didn't show me this side of his personality until the end of the world, because I don't think I could be doing the things that he's telling me to do unless it was the end of the world. And so I just want to encourage everybody, just go for it. Jump in 100%. Dive in the deep end with your daddy. He will catch you every time. You'll be blessed for obeying him. He told me to do something today that just seemed a little bit, but I did it, and he blessed me for it. And I'm telling you, he's wonderful. He's a good God, and his presence will increase on your life. And that's what I live for, is more of the presence of the Lord. And the more that you are talking with him and responding to when he speaks to you by faith, you know, even if you're not sure, even if you're like, really, you just do it and watch what the Lord does. You know, you have to start somewhere with childlike faith. You have to start somewhere. And I'm always going to have childlike faith. I'm always going to say I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what's going on, because I like to be in that place, because when you don't know, the Lord can work with you, okay? Because I've been in this for 28 years, and I used to be a person that had all the answers and had a Bible verse for everything and knew. And God just taught me how much that my life would be so much easier if he would just let him show me. and then I just quit having answers for everything, and I just jumped in 100%. And I just want to say, like, it is the end of the world, and he is challenging a lot of people and saying things to you that are a bit unusual, and that's why he gave a church like this for us as a gift, in case you should be having any doubt. You can be talking to people here. You know, you can throw your ideas off of people. I've had people call me. They're like, you know, I feel like the Lord's telling me this. Can you pray with me? Or what's the Lord telling you? Here's what he told me. Or I've had people say, can you ask the Lord about this? Because he's telling me something, but I don't want to tell you what it is. I want to see what he tells you first. And so, you know, you have a family here where you can start to be able to trust your daddy and step out on faith. If you're one of these people that maybe you've known the Lord for years, but you've never really stepped out on faith, I just wanted to say that. I just want to say you have a church here that, you know, if you just need a little bit of push in the direction and you feel like the Lord tugging at you, you've got people here that love you from the heart. They love the Lord. They love you. And you can trust people here. You can trust that the Lord, you can just trust the Lord. And when you trust the Lord, he'll open up friendships to you that are healthy and good. And that's all I wanted to say, because the Lord is working in ways that aren't, you might not see these ways advertised at church or in the Bible, but he does reserve the right to be God, and it is the end of the world, and God is moving. And Billy in the chat room is stage 13, rapture-centric disease today, so I don't know if it goes past stage 13 before we go home. So congratulations, Billy. And I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. And by the way, Ben, I wanted to say your video today you made, you did a rambling on the Antichrist. I loved your rambling video, and we got to see your awesome face. We have such good-looking people at Rapture Centric Church. Everyone's so good-looking, okay? And Benster, it was really just nice to hear you ramble on about what you thought. You put some really good links to your video, and I really enjoyed that video. So keep making videos, Ben. Keep them up. And keep just making the ones where you're just chatting by the fireside. That's kind of what it felt like. He was just chatting about his thoughts on the way things are looking and, you know, how Obama has made himself, you know, president of the, you know, United Nations, basically the president of the world, and gave his thoughts on that. And I was really blessed by your video. Okay. All right. Love you guys. I will be in chat. And thanks, Michelle, for hosting. And thank you, Jesus, for being our pastor. We love you.
Love you, Judy.
Thank you.
Well, as she mentioned, I have some major garage kid news for you. So I've been spending time in the garage, and if you don't know what that means, basically it means just gathering clues on when we are leaving, when the rapture is going to happen, and our translation, of course. So I've been gathering all these clues, and basically most of them have came from rapture-centric church, from different words people have gotten from the Lord, and then a few things have come from fellow YouTubers, but most of them from RCC. So I have quite a few notes taken here, about a page front and back of them. So let me go ahead and get started. Well, a lot of people got that the rapture is going to happen in September, which if you take into consideration the Julian calendar, that would extend it out to October 4th, or 13th, although I think it's much sooner than that. And Marianne and RCC got that we would be taken between the 14th and the 17th, and the Julian equivalent of that is the 26th through the 30th. So those dates are coming up on us rapidly. And also, I got a word that the translation/rapture would occur on the 4th, which we have two dates that might be the 28th of September is also the 4th of Tishri, which is the Hebrew calendar, and then, of course, October 4th. And then Roman has gotten the 21st quite a bit. So the 21st of September, and he was one of the ones who also got September as being the month that we leave. But the 21st of September on the Julian calendar is actually October 4th. So there's that number again. And let's see, I also remember people on YouTube, including our own Deborah Somerset, dreamt of calendars going from basically the 14th through the 21st, although I remember Deborah's calendar only went from the 14th through the 20th. I don't think they indicated a month on them, but let's just say it's September, since September is such a high watch month. And let's see, again, going with the Julian perspective, that would be the 26th through, let's see, October 3rd would be equivalent to the 20th, and then the 21st would be October 4th. And then Zanti in our group got a word back in July that we would be taken, or that he would see heaven or something like that. I don't remember the exact wording, but we'd be taken the second week of July, which I looked back and that was July 6th through July 12th. Well, if there's an older Julian calendar that goes back 80 days. So if you take that calendar, actually today is July 7th on that calendar, which is actually 777 because 2014 adds up to 7. So very interesting. But the 6th through the 12th, that time range, second week of July, would be September 24th through September 30th. So again, this month. And also people in RCC and YouTube got that the rapture would happen during Pentecost, Christmas, and Feast of Trumpets. And someone on a previous RCC show read that the number 28 represents Pentecost and Jesus' birth, and also that 113 represents the rapture. Well, taking that 113 number, if we take it after when we celebrate Pentecost on June 7/8, 113 days after that would be September 28/29. And then I know people have gotten that Pentecost is probably about 50 days. So if we say that it is, 50 days after those two dates would be November 19th, 18th time frame, and that would be the one-year anniversary of when God fell on John. And then, let's see, going to Feast of Trumpets, let's see, which technically we're in, but let's see, the traditional, they say it begins on the 24th, which it's actually the covered-up moon is the 24th, so actually I agree with Jerry, he said this before, but I actually think they're a day early on that. So it may actually begin on the 25th and go through the 27th, but it really depends on when the new moon, the first sliver of moon is seen. So it could be as late, like on the last trumpet, which people say we leave on the last trumpet, could be as late as the 28th. And let's see. Also, heading into Christmas, because a lot of people got Christmas, including myself, people got that they would be taken before Christmas or after or during Christmas. So on Christmas, this one is more in depth, but the Bible says that an angel came to Mary in the sixth month. Well, Jerry's been getting 6/28 as being a significant date. And so let's just say that that the angel came to Mary on 6/28 on the Hebrew calendar. So, and then assuming there was a delay between the time the angel told Mary that she was going to have give birth to the king, basically. And when he was conceived, assuming, and then let's just assume it was 49 days, because that would be 7 times 7. So 49 days after that would be 8/17 on the Hebrew calendar. And so let's just say that was the date he was basically put into Mary's belly, conceived. And then 9 months later, to the date would be 5/17, which the 17th of Av. And on our calendar, that would be August 13th. And then also I remember someone on one of Katie's videos said God told her to remember this date. So perhaps this is the date that Jesus was actually born. But again, there's probably a delay between that and the rapture. And also I heard where there after, in Jewish tradition, there's like an 8-day, on the 8th day, they're circumcised, and then there's like a 40 days after that before they can be presented to the king. So let's see. Lost my spot here. So say if we have 48 days after this, that would actually be the date of September 29th. So, and then the ironic thing about that is one night in chat, Bill mentioned Christmas is actually on September 29th, which is the same day I just mentioned. So again, we've had all these things with, September 28th, 29th, and let's see, trying to follow my notes here. Another thing, Judy's alarm, remember her alarm on her phone's been, God's been setting her alarm. Well, the first date that he set her alarm was on September 6th. Well, okay, with this in mind, back in, I think, January, February, there was a 3-week period in which God told little John that the rapture is seconds away, probably today. And then 21 days later, he said this rapture is seconds away today. And so if we use that same pattern from September 6th, the first time her alarm was set, 21 days later would be the 27th of September. Okay, so there's that. And then let's see. For some odd reason, I've got kicked out of chat. So let me see if I can reopen that, because I don't know what happened there. I'm not sure. So someone just logged in. Let me see here. Anyway, there's some YouTubers who say that there's a rapture 40 days after either the translation or the worldwide rapture, which those people are saying that, let's see, it makes it me more think it's the worldwide rapture, because they'll say, just as we are being taken, there'll be an earthquake, and then we'll be taken just as the darkness is setting in. So we'll just say 40 days after the worldwide rapture, there may be another rapture. So with that in mind, there's this guy who made a video that said there was going to be, he got a word from the Lord that there was going to be a tsunami that hits the East Coast between August 20th and 31st. Well, if you, again, use the old Julian calendar, the 80-day one, this would actually be November 9th through the 19th. And again, that's the 1-year anniversary of when God fell on little John. Okay, now assuming the rapture after 40 days is in this time frame. So now we're going to count back 40 days. And then you, from that time frame, you get September 30th through October 10th is possible for that, for the worldwide rapture. Let's see. But Jerry got August 24th and 25th as being significant, so we'll just use his days. So using those days, we get November 12th, 13th, and then count back 40 days, and you get October 3rd/4th. there's those numbers again, which October 4th, 3rd, 4th, falls on a Jewish feast day. So that's, again, significant. So with all of this in mind, what I'm thinking is the worldwide rapture is anywhere from October 3rd through October 5th, although I think it's more likely October 3rd / 4th, because that would October 4th would then be September 21st, like what Roman got, 21st. So, and it's also a Jewish holiday. And then with that in mind, people have gotten that we go a week before the worldwide rapture, so that would put the RCC translation basically from any time now through September 29th, but the most likely days would be September 26th through the 28th. So, yeah, that is what I have come up with. And let's see, I know Jerry has come up with a lot of the same conclusions. Basically, I was talking with him earlier today, and he basically had the same conclusions, and I think he is on the phone here, so I'll go ahead and unmute Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Excuse me, I'm clearing
my
throat.
How are you?
I'm very well. My head is really swimming. I've been so buried in all these things. You did an awesome job going back those things. And one of the coolest and best things, Michelle, I think you did overall, is you're remembering the things that we've had from before, because it's so hard to do. There's so much. And I see so much of it compressing here into this week. It's really, really awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a high rapture watch week, or high translation watch week.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the one whole thing I really felt impressed to mention today myself was the I really want to reflect on kind of Carol's scenario, and we talked about this a little bit. You know, Carol had a vision taking a walk with her dog and that whole kind of miraculous experience she had plus the vision, and she's gotten some reinforcement since then, and it pointed her to the blood moon. And then Keith had this dream night before last, I think it was. It was about the seals in Revelation 6, and one of the last things that happened as a sign there is, you know, what can be interpreted as the blood moon. So I kind of went back, and in fact, I when Judy and I were on the phone with Jared last night, I just sort of went into the garage. I gave him a sneak peek of what it's like to be as brain malfunctioning as we are. And so I just sort of counted back, because I took that Keith's thing, his inspiration with the sixth seal, and anyway, I took everything together, including with what Judy and Little John were showing about the number of days between events, and so I just sort of laid the meteor event on October 8th at the same day as the blood moon, and which is could be coincidental with the sixth seal. And then Judy and Little John were shown that the 3 days prior to that were days of spiritual darkness. And then the day before that would be the worldwide rapture. And that happens to be Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So you could say either late the third or on the fourth, a worldwide rapture. And I'm just counting back because this was a 7-day period prior to the 3 days of darkness. I'm even losing track of myself. So anyway, there's a 3 days of spiritual darkness after the worldwide rapture, and that gets us to October 4th about. And then they were shown around maybe as many as 2 weeks, but the number that seems to be the most firm is about 7 days to 2 weeks. So if I go back 7 days from the 4th of October, we come to this other Sabbath, which is the 27th of September. And the name of that Sabbath is a special one because it's the single one that comes between Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, which is Day of Atonement. And it's called Shabbat Shuvah, and it means the Sabbath of returning. And so we believe there's returning going on there. And it's probably him coming back, we hope, to get us for our Enoch walk. And so that is the 27th. And I also believe, and Carol mentioned this verse also very recently, there's a verse in Samuel where David is arranging with Jonathan how to be protected from Saul. He's going to run away. And he's saying he will be missed at the Feast of the New Moon. And the most likely day for that feast would, in fact, be relative to Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year, but also it's the Feast of the New Moon, would be the 27th, I believe, even though it is third day after they have declared Rosh Hashanah this year. But if you look at the moon cycle, the most likely day that it would actually be declared would be on this 26th, and then the feast would be the 27th because you have to declare it before you can have your feast. So I believe the 27th is a super high watch day on this basis. And it takes, you know, inspiration from four of us, our seers, and looking at all of them together, Carol, Keystream, and probably I should also mention Jason, who had some other experiences that were really aligned with that in reaction to Keystream and some testimony also. And then, so Carol's experience and Judy and Little John, and anyway, all these people's information kind of lays into this period of time. And we end up with that result. So sort of the day after Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, I've mentioned how they've taken the 7 days of creation and laid them over the Hebrew calendar. The seventh day of rest is the 26th, the way they have applied their calendar. And the 27th would be the eighth day and a Sabbath.
Wow, so cool.
So we will see if we're here. You know, we may not even make it there. I think there's a very good chance we won't make it there. But we definitely, there's so much, and you laid out such a great way all of the different things that are really, really emphasizing through the weekend, super high watch period and for us, and a imminent worldwide rapture. And it is almost so exciting that I really don't know what to do with myself, because I'm currently, it's like every time I turn around, I find something new to kind of research in our kids' garage, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm really, I can't even follow up and go through all the things that are coming across my attention, and I'm even excluding just about everything you mentioned, because there's just so much. There's a couple of other things that maybe I could get into at another time, but honestly, I haven't had a chance to go through them all to the point where I could describe them very well.
Yeah, I'm pretty much feeling the same way. I just, I'm just so excited and with anticipation. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm thankful I have the next couple of days off, but I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm just so excited.
Right, right. Yeah, I keep thinking I'm going to have time to do one or two sort of practical things that I kind of know I need to do just in general to keep everybody moving forward and around here. And very, very difficult to do. And he's really hammering us and loading us up. And, you know, it's just like yesterday's show, the show before that, and we've just got so much going on that it's all RC now. We don't have to talk about the news or all the nonsense or, you know, the weird or evil people in the world. Just the stuff that he's leading us to see, just the inspirations, the dreams, the visions, that's more than enough to keep us talking all day, every day on our program and otherwise.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's see, with only about 9 minutes left until we go into podcast, I'm going to go ahead. We have quite a few callers on here, so I want to make sure everyone has a chance to talk. Let's see, there's caller 386. I'm not sure who you are, but you're on.
Hey, it's Thomas.
Oh. Hi, Thomas.
Hey. I'm actually...
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually talking to Luke. I don't know if you guys know him, but he used to be on RCC, and Tana introduced me to him.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been talking to him, and I'm like, we're all trying to, like, boost his spirit up because he kind of, like, fell back into, like, the world, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And then we're like, he was like, talking to me. He was like, he said he got like a sign from God and said he's like, I think the rapture might occur on the 3rd. That's what he told me.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
and then
so
I told him what
see,
you guys said.
Yeah, that definitely agrees with our garage kid work. Let's see, we have Judy back on the line, and then we have Grandma Pat, and
hi,
we have, let's see here, so many people, trying to keep track of everyone. let's see, either Tana or Keith.
Okay, I just want to say really quick, I want to give Katie's flirt that Katie got. Katie got a really big flirt from the Lord that they would not be leaving New York. They'd be going before they get to Vermont in the worldwide, you know, in the translation, and they're going to Vermont at the end of this month. And the Lord has told that to Katie multiple times. So I just wanted to bring that up in case people didn't know that. It's just that most of what Ben and Michelle's Jerry and Michelle's calculations are, and a lot of people's, are stuff that God has personally spoken to people at RCC. That's why I think it's cool. And I have full confidence in God speaking to these people, to all of us here, you know, because I know everybody here and I know people's hearts. They love the Lord and they're seeking God. So anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Amen.
That's awesome, Katie. We believe that you will not be in Vermont. You and JoJo will be up in the air before the end of this month.
Amen. Let's see. We also have Leah on the line. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hello.
How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's okay. Hanging in here.
We're good.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Make sure everybody... Just keep my health in your prayers.
Yeah, oh, well.
Yeah, definitely.
Before they get to Vermont. Oh, so
my allergies aren't working. Just allergies.
We also have
strength and all that.
Let's see. We also have another 713 caller. You're on.
Hi, this is Debbie. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, people that were, he's good, riding a shotgun. for the people that were in Facebook, RCC, all-day chat, they saw this, but I got a really huge flirt this morning. First of all, I had a really rough day yesterday. I had insomnia terribly last night, and I was not operating on all thrusters when I sat down in front of my computer. Mm-hmm. Okay, I turned this thing on, and I come up with normally my Yahoo page. And there was this thing on the screen. It looked like if you look at the comics, like an explosion, and it was in that shape. It was black. And there were four words written on there just for me. And those four words were, "The wait is over."
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
I'll tell
cool.
you what, the Holy Spirit fell on me. I had tingles from head to toe, and I'm getting them right now again. But he was talking directly to me. Now, I tried to make that thing recreate. I rebooted, I shut the thing off, turned it on, could not make it happen again, because I wanted to see it again.
Oh, wow,
I couldn't
sure.
make it happen again, but my goodness, that was definitely for me, and it just hit me like a
sure.
shock when I saw
yeah.
that. It's like, he's really yeah. listening to my prayers, because I was praying all night long because I couldn't sleep, you know? It's
always
like, hurry up,
like
come
that.
On.
Yes, hurry yeah. up, come on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Beautiful. So anyway, you guys, we're leaving tomorrow to go travel, and I'm going to be on the road for the next few days between Houston and Kansas City. And I think I'm going to be raptured before I get back to back home. I just don't even plan on.
I bet you will.
Getting back home, you know.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, that'd be so great. Yeah.
Be great.
Yeah.
But I just thought of that.
Caller 317 is also unmuted.
Hey guys, I'm just listening in right now. I can't really talk.
Oh, okay. Is that Sarah or Sarah?
Yes, me.
Hi.
Maribel, hi.
Hi.
Then we also have caller 985.
Hey, that's me, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just listening in, but I've got, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I've got a video that I put up of, like, it's just a collection of, you know, words from the Lord that people got about, you know, the rapture happening in September, you know, and I was listening to you saying, like, you know, the worldwide rapture would happen in October, then I caught on to that, the worldwide rapture, so we're probably going to go before then, so, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But anytime, that's what I'm looking forward to. Like, I, you know, I, like, prayed for a Bible verse today, and then it was, like, Hebrews 10, 30-something or 23. You know, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, and even more so as you see the day approaching, and exhorting and encouraging each other, you know, and that's, like, what we're doing. Yesterday I got 1 Thessalonians, I don't remember, I think it's chapter 5, and everybody knows that one. I got that one twice. It's
wow.
Let's see if I can remember. But it is about you know, seeing the day of the Lord coming.
Yeah.
So I just want to share that.
Super.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's see. We also have caller 819. You're on. And then we have caller 503.
Hey, guys.
And then, hey, who is this?
This is Luke.
Oh,
oh hi.
Luke.
Hey.
Whoa,
Luke.
Hi, Luca.
Welcome.
Glad to hear you.
Welcome.
It's been like forever. I mute myself, guys, because I'm in a restaurant right now, and I don't want it to be too loud on the line.
All right, honey. Hey, Luke.
I haven't talked to you guys in forever.
Yeah,
I know.
Bro, where you been?
And we also have Judy on the line with us again, too.
Hi, Dad.
Judy. Luke, you made it.
I'm saying Luco Cuco, we like-o you. We miss you, Luco. It's good to hear your voice. Thomas told us you had a major date set for the 3rd. Is this true? Is this a rumor?
I mean, I guess. it was just
awesome.
Like really weird how it was presented, so yeah.
That's awesome. I always think, I still talk about the fish fry every Saturday. I'm always like, fish fry Saturday. It'll always be Saturday's the fish fry. Always, always.
Good times.
I know. Those are the good days. Now we're in rapture-centric stage 15 and up, and so we're kind of cuckoo, huh, Pat? We're good.
Oh,
but we're cuckoo.
it's getting nuts. I'm hammered. He's
oh,
just
Katie
a presence.
From
just so
chat
close.
Room wants to tell you, Luco, that she loves you.
Yeah,
I love you,
too,
Katie. We do. We love you, Luco.
Dude,
we
love you, Luco.
Joe texted me like this morning saying you got married, and I'm just like, what? Okay. That's cool.
That's cool.
Let's see. We also have caller 413 on.
Oh, I'm just listening. It's a lot.
Hey,
Lana.
Oh, hi.
Don't cut off this time. I was going to be here. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well. Hey, honey.
There you go.
Just like a family reunion here.
I know.
It's
a family reunion. Oh, I just read the chat room. You guys told Luco that Katie said she loves him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I was late.
Oh, that's great. Super, super.
I guess we're going into podcast. Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Yep. Come.
Come.
Come in Jesus, Lord. We's
okay.
Waiting. Oh, my.
I was just going to throw in real quick. I think that 819 area code may be Raina.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
yeah, I believe it's Raina.
Raina, are you listening? You're muted if you are.
Hi,
you
guys.
Know what? It is her.
Hi, Raina.
Thanks
so much for noise in my car. I can't speak.
Hi, Raina.
Hi,
how
Raina.
Are you? Glad you called
We're
in.
We're good.
I'm listening because everyone's talking. I'm driving.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
I'm muting myself.
All right.
All right. Well, glad you called in.
Yep. Has anybody heard of Glenda Jackson? Because she sent me a message on her a rapture thing. She's a very powerful prophetess. Has a site. I can read it to you. It's only just a couple of sentences.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she says, this came today. I believe the Lord is coming, because I'd asked her, very soon, and a lot of the signs point to it. I want to win as many souls for him as I can with his help. I don't know for sure if the Lord is coming this month, but I believe we should be looking for him and keep right on witnessing for him as we wait for him. God bless you. Blessings, Glenda Jackson. Yeah, so, I mean, this one, if you Google her, she's like, oh, she's incredible. She's so powerful in the Lord. And so I asked her, I said, you know, I gave her a little message, like, what do you think? Do you talk about this? And that was what she said. So she's saying she believes he's coming very soon. And a lot of signs point to it. So everybody's just getting this, you know. So, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Get here soon. Yeah. You know,
like,
so
there's so much excitement in the air.
Yes, yes, that's what we're feeling. I'm hammered tonight. He is just so, his presence is so strong. I'm seeing little angels. I'm seeing everything's glowing. It's like, we all get that way, I guess. And it's like, I'm just so laid back here, just listening and looking at him. And he's just a gentle kind of communication, just silent communication back and forth. And he's just listening. He's just listening to us. It's sweet. It's sweet. Just heavy presence, you know, all day. Yeah, he knows. He knows how we're feeling. He knows we trust him. Absolutely. Yeah, sweet. He's enjoying listening to us because he knows. He needs to know that we long for him and we want him, because that longing and that desire for him makes up for all the ones who don't give a dang at all, you know, and our love makes up for that. Our crying out for him makes up for that of others. So he just loves this. He just loves it. So keep on crying out and telling him you love him, because he loves it. He needs that. You know, he really does. Sweet Jesus. Yep.
We love you, Jesus. Come get us,
love you,
please.
Jesus. Come get us, please. Oh. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, that was good listening to the guys, the Bens and the Jerrys and the whatever's here, and Thomas's boy. I'm telling you, they're so gentle, soft-spoken, but boy, powerful stuff. I hope they'll share more of experiences they had with God, because it just uplifts everybody else and encourages us so much. So guys, you know, just keep sharing everything God's done with you, because it's so powerful to this witnessing, you know, it's just so beautiful. Yeah, very encouraging. Very.
So does anyone have any cool God experiences to share? Or anything, really?
No, I just wanted to share that letter. I thought that was so encouraging.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I mean, because she's been around a very long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm feeling like I'm in the vortex in the kids' garage and I can't get out because I'm swirling around, spinning around.
Me too, Jerry.
I know.
Yeah. I'm just hammered here. His presence is so close. Everything is glowing. I'm seeing different lights. I mean, it's calming, but it's like in La La Land, you know? But his presence is so strong, and he's listening, and oh, he's just listening and listening. And I know he loves this. He's just loving this, you know, us all talking about him and longing to be with him. That's all I can say. It's so sweet. It really is. It's strong. Yeah, it's just...
Very much.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, whoa. just very strong. Very, very strong. And it's been that way all day, you know. I don't know. I've just spent hours just talking and looking at him and just, you know. And he always makes sure that I call in. And sometimes I'm tired and I want to lay down. I have to set the alarm if I'm going to. But I did. And he says, "Are you going to rest?" I says, "No, I'm not. It's an hour." So I said, "I'm hanging in here. I'm tired, but I gotta call in and say hi." So it's like he didn't want me to rest. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Simple little things through the day. Oh my gosh. But he's precious. Like if I'm not, you know, if something's bothering me, several times a day, you just get a sadness in you. It's not like you're complaining or anything, but you just get this sadness. And through the day, he'll say, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And I says, "Wrong person asking the question." I says, "Are you all right?" Like, you know, all this stuff, you know. You come into my arms and put your head on my shoulder, you know, and I'll hold you. I think that's how it has to work right now, you know, because I tell Jesus, I don't know how you, being God, of course, but he's human like us with a heart that feels and cries and laughs just like us. And it's like, how are you doing? How are you holding up with all this? And he doesn't really answer. He'll just kind of, I can feel him looking at me, you know, just a look. I mean, some of you that I'm talking to, you know that look, that he looks at you inside, and he just wants you to comfort him and say, "I love you," or just hold you. So he loves it when we make a gesture of, like, you come here and let me hold your hand, or you put your head on my shoulder. He loves that. That makes up for others. It does. And it's so simple. And you don't even have to have words. You just be in each other's presence is so sweet. And it's been strong like that all day. And I don't have to ask him for dates. And I'm just presence. Just love. Just relax with him. And just to feel the love. You know, it's hard to explain. But I know we're all doing this. So that's part of the aspect of waiting, is just to be in his presence and wanting to console him. And I always say, are you okay? Are you okay? But he'll always say that, you know, like, don't be discouraged, and no matter what happens. And he'll say, are you okay? Because he'll see I have little sad moments of the day. And my sadness is for him. It's for him. It's strong. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't want me to be sad, but you can't help it. It's like, I know he's feeling all this terrible, and he doesn't want justice to have to operate, you know. I think we've discussed that how sad he feels that, you know, the world is coming to the point it's coming, and he's going to have to take care of things, you know. Hopefully it wakes a lot of people up, but... People are in their own comfort zone. Yeah, they're not listening. They don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, my granddaughter, I said to her today, oh, thank God. I mean, this is a 20-year-old. I mean, they're off on the moon, half of them. And I said, you know, read scripture. She says, oh, I used to have a Bible. She says, well, read it again. And I said, I talked about the rapture. And she looks at me like, okay, Nanny. She walks away. But, you know, she's saying, I'm listening to you, but I really think you're nuts. But, you know, you say what you can, and you do what you can do. And you know what? You know one lesson we all have to learn? Let go and let God. It's so frustrating to explain this to people, and because the churches are not teaching it, so they look at you like you have three heads. But you're planting seeds, and don't worry if it doesn't. It bothers us. We feel like failures if they don't get it. They don't get it. Like, I explained this. Why don't they get it? But let it go. That's the lesson we have to learn. Let it go and let God take care of it. You did your job. You told them. It's not. You don't have their blood on your hands, you know, so to speak. And let him work. Let him work. It might be next week. And they'll think, what she said, and then God gets in there, you know. So we have to trust and really know that he knows we said something, and if it didn't take, don't worry about it. It will eventually, because they can't claim that they didn't know. But don't have a cow over it if it doesn't work, you know. And I have to learn that, because I like to see, we all do, we like to see that this worked, this good. They listen, wow, but they don't. And you just can get a little crazy because they don't listen. They just don't listen, yeah. But I can't let it bother me. I just keep praying for them. I pray all day. It's like I just don't stop. I just have to pray all day, you know, for conversions and whatever. And I'm listening to the Muslim stories where Jesus is right there. And I just say, just do this for everybody, you know. I pray for everybody to have conversion, because I say, don't stop. You did it for these, you know, millions. Just go out there. And that's what the Holy Spirit said. He said in the latter days, what did he say? The Spirit's just going to go like a prairie fire. So we have to believe that he's touching everyone that he can. We can't see it all, but we have to believe that he's doing that. Of course he's doing that, you know. But still, it's when it's your own and they're right in your face and they just kind of treat you like you're a nutcase, you know. It's hard. No matter how much trust you have, it's still hard because they don't want to listen. And then your next thought is, they didn't listen to me. Are they going to go to hell? I mean, come on, let's be real, you know. I don't want my family lost. And I think he said to someone, he said, don't worry about your family. He's just looking at me. Oh, God, are you just listening to this? Oh, my goodness, I can't tell you. And it's like, you know, trust me that I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it, you know. Like you prayed, I don't worry about your loved ones. You know, you're praying so hard for them. And that's for everybody, you know, everybody out there. Just trust him that you gave it to him, you know, and he's going to take care of it. He can take care of our loved ones, because half of them are off on the moon, you know. Once they leave the door, the world's got them by the throat, because they're in the influence of all kinds of ones that don't believe at all, you know. And they're only going to get it here, you know, if they hear me talking to them, whatever. And I'm always praying. I pray to him. I guess this is an idea I can give to all of you. Ask the Lord. Say, you know, I'm having a hard time with my family and loved ones, but can you open up an opportunity that you can speak through me and tell them? And if you do that, you've kind of covered your bases, so to speak. That makes sense, I hope. And, you know, and trust that he'll have an opportunity. They still may walk away, you know, but just have to keep trying. Yeah, you got to keep trying, guys. Oh, I don't know. But I trust him. He knows that I want them all saved. And I love them talking about the precious blood. That's so true. Cover them with the precious blood. So that's what I do. Maybe that's all I can do, because they ain't going to listen.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Pat? We know that he wants them all saved, too.
Yes.
And that's why our drama, King of Kings, is going to ratchet up the drama, and he's going to bring things to the climax to get everyone's attention. I mean, he's not doing it for nothing. He knows how to get people's attention. And we're the people who were maybe the easiest to get his attention, and there's going to be a lot more. You know, and the harder ones to get attention are going to have more dramatic indications, you know. Like our buddy Johnny Clough. I mean, he's totally ADD kind of, and he, you know, living on the extreme, you know. And so God did something very dramatic to get his attention and bring him into his ministry, which he was, you know, made and loved for. So everybody's going to get a message that's tailored for them at the right time and in the right way.
We have to trust that. We really do. We really do. And I do. I do trust that. I do. But it just is very frustrating when you're talking to them and they're treating you like, you know, you belong in the loony bin or something, you know. You know. You know why? It's so sad, Jerry, because the churches are not preaching this. The church, I think Carol sent me an email, and she said that finally in church the pastor was talking about the rapture, and she was like so thrilled that finally maybe some are starting to get it, you know. If you look at the world, how could the pulpits not be preaching the rapture? I mean, really, that's the only hope we have. And we are commanded to comfort one another with those words, and we're not being fed. We're not being told. For the majority, we're very blessed because we know and we can tell others. But the pulpit should be screaming it, like "Get ready, get ready!"
Right, that's it.
And
you're
there's
absolutely
nothing.
Right.
There's nothing.
Right. They are
there's
doing
nothing.
A very good. They're doing a very good impression. Not all of them, but they're doing a very good impression of the rabbis at Jesus' first coming.
Hmm.
You know, they really aren't looking for him. They really don't want to see him. It's too inconvenient, you know. And, you know, don't be one of those people who say, well, you know, I've got my life to live, and I want all this, and I want all that, and I want to live all my life, then he can come. Okay, so.
Yeah, right. At your convenience, right?
Yeah, right. So.
When I say so.
Pastors, you know, there's a whole lot of pastors and church people who have taken the gospel and turned it into a business, and even if it's simply what they learned, that's what it is. And when you're treating it that way, you know, you're not really leaving room for the Holy Spirit to leave you, which is absolutely part of the package. It's very clear.
I listened to a video today, and it was an admonishment to the pastors that when all these people are left behind, they're going to turn on their pastors vehemently, like, you didn't tell us, you didn't warn us, you didn't inform us, you told us nothing, and here we are left in the tribulation because we didn't believe, we were not looking for his coming because you never said anything to us. You know, so that's going to be a biggie thing when after we're gone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't informed. Nobody said a word. But they'll talk about everything else, and they'll pass the collection later. You know. I know, because I've heard it. I go to church, and it's like everything else, and it's nothing ever. I wish I had the courage of Judy to just shout it out like, hey, you guys, he's on his way. Get ready. Who knows, one day, maybe out of desperation I will. I don't know. I'm kind of laid back. God forgive me. But, you know, that's what it has to come to eventually. People are going to just have to scream it out in their churches or whatever, like, he's on his way. Pay attention. Heads up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to believe you anyway.
You remind me, Pat, of what Raina's experience was recently and the message that she had, and that was, I'm going to summarize it, but basically she was shown that, you know, you're going to have, you know, people can have money in the trib and, you know, after the rapture, but you're going to have to, but it's going to be useless to you unless you also give up your soul. Basically, you're going to have to give up your soul to get the mark in order to use the money that you may actually have. And so it's totally about a spiritual thing and getting right with God. And
your money
is not going to be your solution.
No, it'll be useless. Even gold and silver, what is it going to buy you? You know, nothing, really. You know, there's not going to be anything to buy. Fireballs hit a few places. And whatever, earthquakes and sinkholes and everything else that's going to let loose, you know, tsunamis and volcanoes going off. I mean, have fun with your money. Oh, you can't buy your way in or out of anything, you know. It's going to be terrible once we go. It's really going to be terrible. And my hope is that people will still wake up. I mean, there's going to be a lot of lukewarm, you know, people who believed left, who weren't looking for his coming, who have comfortable lives, and maybe they're not really bad people, but those would be the people that he will be able to save. And think of all the ones once we go up, we're going to come back and minister to all these people. So that's going to save a lot of people, I'm sure. But just the fear when they see us go, number one, what happened, you know? And then the government's going to say, well, aliens took them. Finally, they got rid of these pesky Christians, you know? And then they're going to wonder why there's an increase in fireballs and everything else. And a lot of people are going to fall on their knees and cry out to God, save me, save me. I hope so. I really hope so. I hate the thought of the loss of one soul, you know, once we go. I mean, you know, it just, oh, it makes me so sad. I imagine how God must feel. But I believe with all my heart that through the tribulation, you know, when people see that, you know, the enemy is of their salvation is doing nothing for them, then are they going to cry out to the Lord? Even if they don't cry out to God, you know, to help them or give them some insight of what's happening and what do I do? What do I do now? You know, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think about that people will cry out to God to be saved, you know, because, you know, this, as they say, there's no atheists in foxholes. When you're scared enough, you know, God help me, you know, so. But just us going is going to be such a shock to the rest of the world. They might just be shocked into reality that they need to cry out and like, whoa, what happened, you know, and I didn't go,
right.
Sort of thing.
You know,
well, if that doesn't shock them, then the fireballs
yeah.
and missiles coming down
that's,
will definitely shock them.
That's what I mean,
them.
Yes, that it'll shock them into reality that they got to cry out because nothing else is going to save them. They're going to cry out to God, you know.
Well, hopefully. You know, it's not like we're going to do a bad job when we come back. I mean, so when we come back, we're going to have the power in His will in the right direction, and
yes,
you know, we're going to do a good job.
We'll be working with the angels, according to that Lisa. We're side by side with them to go get the other souls, you know, and inform them and tell them not to take the mark of the beast, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's all set up to go. Oh my gosh! And they've been doing some things in hospitals and stuff already. So. By 2015, I think it's mandatory almost, 2015-16, they said, that, yeah.
So, you know, the Lord's going to do it. He's going to direct it all. He's got it all set up. And, you know, there is no message in the world that will be received by a closed heart. And so all of these things are designed
yeah.
to open everyone's
lips. Yes, to open up the hearts and make them have a good think about, you know, where they are and what's happening, you know, because it's going to be shocking. We don't realize how shocking it. I don't think we realize how this is going to shock everybody out of their heads, you know, because everybody basically is used to just, you know, get up in the morning, have your coffee, go to work, blah blah blah, family, you know, go to the movies, whatever. And then this is like a 360 degree turn of madness, you know.
Whoa.
That'll wake you up, hopefully. Yeah.
It's going to come quickly and dramatically. And,
that's it.
You know,
thank you. That's what I'm looking for, quickly and dramatically. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
And we're already seeing something today. I mean, it's really, I even hate to bring up a world event, and especially for Obozo, but, you know, he just took the chair of the UN.
Oh,
security,
yeah, did you hear all that?
Security,
oh, my goodness.
Security Council, and I don't want to go on about it, but, you know, the simple
yeah.
fact is, I don't believe there's ever been a head of state who
mm-hmm.
actually took that chair. And
wow.
And
what does that tell
him,
you?
Yeah, for him to do that and for
yeah.
them to all just, they just sort of all do it and they're not even reporting it. Nobody's even talking about how unprecedented it is or how unusual it is or anything
yeah.
like that. And it's
yeah.
extraordinary. I mean, as wacky
yeah.
as the UN is and all the strange things.
Yeah, that's right.
On, this, I mean, you know,
dysfunctional.
I tell you, really, you know, in a place that is at least pretending to have structure, this
yes,
is more outrageous
right.
than ISIS, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more outrageous than ISIS. It's more outrageous than chemical weapons. It's more outrageous than all this stuff.
King of the
because
universe.
Because this is a place that's supposed to have organizational structure. And
yeah.
you just sort of loose in there, and it's a laughingstock. No head of state has ever seated, I don't believe, in my recollection, has ever been at the head of the Security Council of the UN.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him
Russia was
and,
laughing at him. Russia was laughing at him in the seats when he
yeah.
talked about the Ukraine. They absolutely
yeah.
burst out laughing. I mean, it's just so embarrassing.
I laugh at him, too, but it's a Greek tragedy, you know.
It is tragedy. It's horribly tragic.
You know, the world is getting
yeah.
what it's asked for. I hope they enjoy
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you reap what you sow. You know, and there hasn't been a good sowing at all.
Okay. Well, anyway, I kind of hate to bring that up, but it really is unbelievably unprecedented, and I'm shocked at how nobody, I mean, it's really scary for those who aren't awake how little coverage and discussion that's getting, because it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Johnny Clark has made a couple of good videos about it, but it's a huge deal.
Oh, we know we're at the end.
This week, before Katie and Joe to Vermont. And, you know, because yesterday I was saying, I thought Vermont was for poofers because I thought they could maybe poof from there. But no, the message they're getting is they're poofing from New York before they leave, which I don't know exactly, but it looks like it's around Monday. So.
Wow.
So sometime between now and then.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Exciting. You know, a couple of years ago, who would ever think we'd be like this today? You know, I mean, really? The world definitely going to hell.
I know, right?
And here we are. Yeah, and here we are, rapture centered, like stage 15, waiting for the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Who would you have believed this a few years ago that we would be talking like this today? No. No, they would have had to put us away. No. How things are changing, and they're changing every day. Every day I wake up, it's like, what happened now? And I don't put the news on for any length of time because I just can't stand it. I don't know. And if half, as I said before, if half the world isn't blown up, I'm kind of, you know, the weather, what are the hurricanes doing? What? Oh, did you see that with the weather patterns over Texas and stuff? Instead of going to the east, it's spiraling around. It's going way back down to Mexico again. I mean, it's totally insane.
There,
jet stream.
Actually, speaking of crazy weather, this past weekend we had historical flooding in West Texas and Southeast New Mexico.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Yes. It's coming back again. I mean, the thing is going around again. We have a nor'easter. In September, we have a nor'easter. I mean, wind and rain. I mean, Gerald and I looked at each other like we're having a what? Now? But it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. It's rained all day here. We need the rain, so thank God. And the weather. We're having it in the 80s for 3 days this week. And it's like, what? And then she was told, my daughter was told that October will be a warmer than it's supposed to be, you know, so it's crazy. And they had snow. They had snow in in Wisconsin, whatever. And then the next day they had 90-degree weather. So, hello.
Yeah.
The jet stream is nuts. You know, it's I don't know. It's just, and they're getting a lot of hurricanes off the West Coast, even more than the East Coast this year. So is there an El Nino or not a El Nino or whatever they call that thing with the water warming? I don't know. Oh, it's just crazy. And then the drought
definitely.
In California
all
is
these
bad.
Signs are pointing toward end times, but
they're getting
people
more
are just
extreme.
Ignoring them.
Yeah, they're getting more extreme all the time. They're screaming at us. They're screaming at us. This is so abnormal. And you can't blame it all on HAARP. I mean, something screwy is just going on with the weather. You know, period. Oh, anyway.
First, I think someone mentioned we are going through a pole shift, so that might be partly to explain for it. But just all the events.
I've heard
Yellowstone
that. Oh, and... they're talking about did you see all the weather over Canada, the polar vortex? They're calling. They're talking about that because there's all this weather right over Canada swirling around, and it's like crazy. So if that comes to visit us, I mean, we're going to have a real winter very soon, you know, way too soon if that cold air comes down again. Like it did, you know, whoever heard of the polar vortex, why don't you just call it winter, you know? I mean, the jokes were just galore, but it really exists, you know. And if you get a chance to look on the maps of over Canada, look at that swirl of blue-white that's swirling around way over Canada. It's as big as the United States, the weather thing up there. I just hope it stays up there. But it's alarming. It's alarming. It is. And people are freaking out about, you know, what's happening in, with Texas and how the thing is swirling around and going back down. I mean, it's nuts. It's just, we just better get used to this. Well, for a week, we'll have to deal with it, right? Just a week.
Yeah. Maybe well, actually, for us, less than a week.
Less than a week. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Interesting times. I would never have believed it would be like this years ago. Never. Never. Not even just talking on the show like we're doing, but just looking at the things that are happening in the world, accelerating so bad to from bad to worse to just totally tragic, you know. Oh, man. I hate to put the news on. I really do. I'm just trying to get some. Paul Bagley. I mean, yeah. I think I get a lot of news from him with what? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's who I pretty much get my news from, too.
And you can judge how bad it's going to be, like how long or loud is his what? Or are you serious? Like, get ready for a really bad report. That's so
funny. Get a cup of coffee.
Get a cup of coffee. When he says that, you know we're in trouble. Oh, he's funny. But he's good. I love listening to him. I do. So funny. But anyway, love the Lord. Just stay cheerful. Live one day at a time, one moment at a time, and keep your faith. And just console each other and do what you can to bring others into the kingdom. And don't fret. No matter what happens. I don't know how many times Jesus has said that to me. He says, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, don't leave me. Don't think I've gone anywhere. Just trust me. You know, just stay with me. He says, because he's saying you're going to see stuff. You know, I mean, even if we have a week, we're still going to see stuff. What about that poor man in France or whatever? He was hiking, and just two other campers came. Because they were ISIS, they took his head off. That was just like this week. And France is furious, absolutely furious. The president was on or whatever. Yeah, just because he was a Frenchman and because France is going to go and, you know, this just happened. And this wasn't in the United States. This was just poor man just camping or hiking because these two were, see, this is what they're afraid of, these lone wolves, these ISIS lone wolves. They just go and take, you know, kill people. And that's what these two men did to this Frenchman. Just because they were sympathizers. They didn't even belong into the main group of ISIS, but because they believed in their ideology, they went and killed this man just to kill him. Horrible, horrible, unreal.
Yeah, all these crazy signs and things going on just goes to show you, you can only depend on the Lord. I mean, he's your only sense of security. This world is crazy and getting crazier.
It's crazy. Yes, darker and darker, more evil. You know, Satan knows he doesn't have much time, so he's going to do everything he can to get as much craziness and death and madness that he can do because he knows he's going to get tossed soon, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But it breaks your heart. There's innocent people. And they just did somebody else into somebody from, I forget what country, England or somewhere that they killed. And it's in retaliation for the bombings. But the big problem now is that ISIS is not in these buildings anymore. They're going into the communities and staying in the homes. So we are not going to be able to flush them out or even find them to kill them, but they can go on killing. So this is a real problem. You know, you can take out their communications things or whatever those things are on top of the building and bomb, but now they're going to just be like, you know, going into the villages and stuff. And terrorizing the people there that, you know, we have to stay with you and whatever. So this is, please, Jesus, just take care of this. Take care of this problem because we may not be, unless you put boots on the ground and just go in and take them out that way. But how are you even going to recognize them? You know, you might be killing innocents, civilians. You don't know how to tell them from the other people. They're tricky. But, you know, I'm just leaving it in God's hands. I am not going to freak out over this. I pray for everybody. I pray for conversions and pray for the safety of people. And what's going to happen is what's going to happen. God knew that it would be this way in this day. And he's got it in control. He knows what to do. We can pray and we can pray and we can pray and have trust, you know. But what's going to happen is what's going to happen. God knew that this would be happening today. Okay, he knew. So we have to just trust that. If he's going to take them out, he's going to take them out. Or if they're going to stay, they're going to stay. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to be his choice. God only allows just so much, and that's it. You know, I have to believe that. You know, it's just that all our governments are so corrupt. So even when they go in to fight a war, I mean, is there some other? There's some other reason they said that we're going into Syria. I didn't read the thing. I didn't even want to. They've now Russia's furious at us because they wanted to have the oil that's cheap coming from Syria that ISIS was controlling. And what did we do? Like 19 or 20, you have a oil fields. We went and bombed them so that ISIS can't have oil. And now Russia's furious. And they're saying World War III has probably already started, but it's starting in little increments. And this is all part of it, bombing these oil fields, you know, that now Russia can't get oil cheap from the ISIS. So they're furious. Yeah, that was another thing. Oh, anyway.
But thank goodness it's all going to end because Jesus is coming now. And
yes,
he's got to come now.
He's got to come now. There's nothing out there. If you go out there, you get killed. You know? Oh, man. It's crazy. It's dangerous. There's nothing for your kids. You know, everything is just so messed up and so evil. So, I mean, there's nothing out there for anybody who's of decent mind to do anything, to have anything out in the world anymore. Everything is so corrupt or dangerous. Take your pick, you know? Yeah. Unreal.
I'm going to go ahead and play this song to celebrate the fact we're coming home.
Okay, go for it.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming.
Bringing
us home, and thank you, Lord, for your love and your provision for us. And come, Lord Jesus, we want to be with you.
Come and get us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Love you all.
Okay. Love you all.
See you in the air or tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Group hug.
Group hug.
Love you,
Jay.
Love
you all.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, what exciting times. Oh.